Long lines, empty tanks, pumps with signs that say no gas. The outage of Colonial Pipeline has created a challenge for gas stations in the Southeast. That pipeline shut down last Friday after a cyber attack. Now it's reopening. The biggest problem, though, has been the drivers who rushed out to gas stations in a panic. NPR's Camila Domonoske is with us this morning. Hi, Camila.
Hi, Rachel.
Let's start with the pipeline itself. You can't just flip a switch and turn it back on again, right?
It's more complicated than that. There are lots of switches, for one thing. Colonial is in the process of restarting the pipeline. That started around 5 p.m. yesterday. And we're talking about a huge pipeline. It runs from the Gulf Coast up to New Jersey. It carries 45% of the East Coast's gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. So you can imagine it will take several days to restore this whole supply chain to normal. The company's warning of intermittent disruptions. But, you know, solving the problem here is not just about restoring the supply. It's also important to end the panic that people are experiencing. So hopefully this announcement that the pipeline is coming back online, hopefully that helps there too.
So say more about that, Camila. Explain how people's panic is affecting all this.
Yeah, right now, a lot of states are really stuck in this vicious cycle where fear about potential shortages in the future drives panic buying. Panic buying creates shortages, and then those shortages lead to more panic buying. We're hearing of gas stations that are selling multiple days' worth of gas in a matter of hours. So even if your supply chain is running like normal, it's inevitable you would have a shortage in that situation, right? So as of last night, according to data from Gas Buddy, that app, North Carolina, in that state, 74% of gas stations had no gasoline at all.
Wow.
And that's a really alarming number, right? It's natural to hear that and to worry. So I just want to pause here to really emphasize that the problem that's being experienced right now is overwhelmingly due to people worrying and then going and getting gas when they don't need it. So you've got everyone from governors to gas stations emphasizing, please fill up like normal, don't hoard gas. There's not actually a shortage of gasoline, so you don't need to panic.
So they're saying there's not actually a supply issue. Is this all then in people's imagination, just going to the worst case scenario?
Yeah, I mean, there clearly are shortages at gas stations. And the big question is, would there be those shortages if people weren't panicking, right? And there is an underlying distribution challenge. With the pipeline down, gasoline isn't moving from the Gulf Coast into this section of the South. There was gasoline in storage already before the pipeline went down. So that just has to get out to gas stations. That's done by truck. And here we are seeing an issue with this huge surge in demand from the panic buying. You need more trucks to get the gasoline around, and there's a trucker shortage right now. So that's part of why you've seen things like the federal government and state governments easing restrictions on the number of hours that truckers can work, on how heavy trucks can be. That's meant to make it easier to move gasoline around on roads to help get them to gas stations, because you can have gasoline. That's why everyone's saying there isn't a shortage. But is it in the right place at the right time? When that's not happening, that's when people find that they can't fill up.
Are these shortages real or imagined affecting gas prices?
Well, gas prices are rising. We actually just hit $3 a gallon on the national average for the first time in 7 years. And certainly this doesn't help gas prices, right? And in some areas, it is causing spikes. But nationwide, there are other forces at play here. We've got seasonal activity, the return of economic activity as people get vaccinated. So this isn't the only reason for the price increase, which also means that the pipeline coming back up doesn't mean prices will necessarily go down.
NPR's Camila Domonoske, thank you.
Thanks.